in terms of yesterday. So we left off with a question about Avraham Avinu. We were talking about Makom Kavua, and in the context of Makom Kavua, we mentioned that although it's a great thing to have a place to daven, a set spot for tefillah, it's not the exact location, which is the notion, but it's an area within which you're comfortable with your tefillah environment, etc. And that's really what we encourage. If somebody's sitting in your seat, you come into shul and somebody's sitting in your seat, it's not necessarily the best thing to start creating a problem with them, because they may be in your exact spot. Sitting in the chair next to it, front of it, behind it, it will also be okay. Question we left off with is, why does it say that Avraham Avinu, which is the basis for this whole idea of Makom Kavua, he went back to daven at the same place that he had davened before because of his comfort with that area, his experience with that place? Yet we know that in the story of Avraham Avinu, that was the place where he asked Hashem for something, and Hashem said, no. He said, please save the people of Sodom. And God destroyed the city of Sodom. So, not only is, to make the question even stronger, is the fact that Vayashkem Avram Baboker, that language in the Basuk, that Avram woke up in the morning, what is that the source for? Vayashkem Avram Baboker? Shachari. Right? The Gemara uses this also in the context of Tfilot Avot Tiknum, that the tefillah that we have was established based on the, or symbolically based on the tefillot of the Avot. Avraham Tikein Tfilat Shacharit. Avram established the morning prayer. How do we know he established the morning prayer? Vayashkem Avram Baboker. When? What is the context of that? It's this context. When he woke up to go and have a tefillah after the city of Sodom was destroyed, in the exact same spot where he had done before. So if I'm the rabbis, and I'm trying to convince you that Shacharit and Tefillah is a really great thing to do every single day, come every morning and pray. You know why? Because Avraham once prayed, and he once prayed to Hashem, and Hashem said, no. It's a funny kind of source that they would use, that Chazal would use, to inspire us to Tefillah. And one approach that I heard years ago from a Rav named Rabbi Krupka, who was a Rav in New Jersey, I heard him say this idea. And the point that he was making is we have to ask the question of, why are we praying? Why do we daven in the first place? Is tefillah for Hashem or is tefillah for us? And his response was that if we think about tefillah as being for us, the goal of it is for us to think differently, to make a decision about our lives, to try to better ourselves, whatever experience we have at tefillah, then that's a very good reason to use this story of Avraham Avinu as a kind of an idea behind inspiring us to tefillah. And the reason for that is because when we daven, when we pray, whatever part of tefillah it is, it's supposed to have an impact on us. We all of a sudden are reading this, you know, this great tefillah. Some of you might have heard of it, Shemona Esrei. And you read in there, prayer for the ill, a prayer for people who need parnasah, a prayer for Am Yisrael, for peace, for Yerushalayim, for all kinds of things that are really, really important, but we don't necessarily think about all day. And all of a sudden, when I take those three steps back at the end of my Amidah, I'm like, hold on a second. These things are really important things. These things are things that I would really like to speak to Hashem about, that I would really like to have in my mind. Somebody who's ill, somebody who needs a job, somebody who needs help, Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, I'm thinking about things, and I'm a changed person. I've changed perspective. So tefillah, in many ways, is for us, not just for our connection and relationship with Hashem. So what happened to Avraham Avinu? Why did Avraham go back to the place? Why did he think he was going to have any more success in his tefillah, going back to the exact same spot, the Makom Kavua? So the answer is that it wasn't about Hashem's response. It was about what was going to happen to him. how he was going to change, how he was changed through that experience, that he was not the same person. Even though he was standing in the same spot, he was not the same Avram Avinu that he was before. And perhaps the idea behind Malkum Kavua is that the place that we daven in is supposed to represent all the different experiences we have in our lives. Everything that's going on each day, we have new challenges, we have positives, we have negatives, we have ups, we have downs. And the place where we daven is supposed to bring together, symbolically bring together, all those different experiences that we're going through in our lives, in our minds, and all of that we bring to the conversation that we have with Hashem. It's not supposed to be just each day a new thing. It's supposed to be some kind of continuing relationship. And not every day is going to be the best day. But the fact that we go back to that same exact spot, like Avram Avinu, gives us the strength and the ability to go through each day and to say, all right, today it's a new day. Today's a fresh day. It's a continuation, but it's also a fresh day. And the opportunity to have that is, I think, what the concept of Makom Kavua is all about. Everybody have a wonderful day.